Allentown School Board voted to increase taxes by 4%. The board president, Sarah Bray, says it helped balance the budget and create a fund balance of nearly $2 million.
Nobody wants a tax increase, but sometimes that's just the way it happens for us in order to have the programming that we need for our students.
But given the 5-4 vote, clearly not everyone on the board was supportive of the hike. Phoebe Harris was one of the no votes.
800 of our children, students in Allentown, are homeless. What's going to happen when these people's rent go up or they can't meet their mortgage and they can't feed their children because we did a 4% hike? What's going to happen?
Director Cheryl Johnson-Watts also voted no. She says the board and district could have found other ways to reduce costs.
It would have taken a little more digging, and I feel that we have to give ourselves more time to do that in the future rather than the default of increased taxes.
School officials say $9.8 million in CARES Act funding helped balance the budget, but Allentown School District Superintendent Thomas Parker told WLVR News there's still a structural deficit. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.